From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A dramatic scene over the political fate of Egypt's president is playing out in the Arab world's most populous nation. Opposing demonstrators have been battling in Cairo's Tahrir Square, hurling stones and bottles at each other. There were reports of Hosni Mubarak supporters charging into the main square armed with swords and whips. Anti-government protester Ahmed al-Nashar says pro-government supporters appear to have backed off, but not for long.
Widened down at a couple of entrances, but they're still out there, and the news that we have is that some of them are on their way. What's happening right now is that we're taking shifts to try to give ourselves some breath to be able to stop them.
Mubarak supporters deny they have instigated violence, and Egypt's vice president, meanwhile, is urging protesters to go home and observe a curfew. The White House is trying to keep up with events in Egypt. As NPR's Ari Shapiro tells us, the president believes no one but the Egyptian people can determine the outcome there.
The White House's message on Egypt has shifted in the last week. President Obama initially called for changes in the existing government. Now he's calling for President Hosni Mubarak to step down, and he's suggesting that needs to happen sooner rather than later. At a breakfast hosted by Bloomberg News, White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley said events in Egypt are not something the U.S. can control.
The Middle East may never be what it was, and what it will be is yet to be determined.
He added, quote, "This stuff is contagious." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
In southern Vermont, snow has been falling since early Tuesday. Susan Keese of Vermont Public Radio says another foot mixed with sleet at times is expected today.
In East Dorset, Vermont, farmer Scout Proft clears snow from one of her greenhouses. The job will keep her busy for at least as long as the storm continues.
We've got, you know, four or five greenhouses that have to be raked off of snow. So day and night, it's every, you know, couple hours sometimes. You have to go in and you've got the headlamp on, you got your snowshoes on. And
Proft has early greens in one of the plastic-covered structures and hens in another. She says the hens won't lay if the light doesn't come through. Arlington, Vermont roofer Dan Harvey and his crew have been busy all week removing ice and snow from buildings. Harvey says he's seen worse winters.
But after this storm, could be equal to or greater than the worst I've ever seen in the last 25 years.
Snow alerts for the region are posted through Thursday morning. Susan Keese, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 10 points at 12,050. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 3. It's at 2755. S&P 500 down 2 at 1306. This is NPR. In Tunisia, where anti-government protests inspire the latest uprising in Egypt, 34 high-level managers in the Interior Ministry have lost their jobs over their ties to the country's ousted president. And now, Tunisia's interim interior minister says some of the country's police are trying to undermine state security. Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis reports that his comments come at a sensitive time as the country tries to negotiate the road from dictatorship to democracy.
Many Tunisians say they still do not wholly trust their police because many were loyal to ousted President Ben Ali. And it was the police, not the army, which fired on and killed demonstrators during the Tunisian revolution in December and January. Earlier this week, the country's new interior minister was blocked from going to his office by a group of police. He then went on television to denounce a conspiracy against state security and to say that the police who blocked him were the same ones who were trying to scare people. Selma Jabez, a bookstore owner in Tunis, expresses what's on many people's minds.
The police, which is not under control. There are some people into our police which are making trouble. We don't understand really why.
As the provisional government struggles to contain order, many Tunisians say they most fear a security vacuum where forces still loyal to Ben Ali try to wreak havoc. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
The iconic swimsuit worn by Charlie's Angel Farrah Fawcett in 1976 will join the archives of the nation's greatest cultural treasures today. It's being donated to the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Fawcett died in 2009 from cancer. She was 62 years old. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.